Well, what would you call the center of a peach? The hard thing in the center of the peach.
I see.
Okay. Well, now, what would you call a peach whose meat clings to the seed?
I call it a... cling to the seed.
You just call it a cling to the seed, right? Well, what would you call a... Go ahead.
I call it a... piece of material where it clings to the seed.
Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call a peach that easily separates from the seed? Do you have a special name for that?
No, I just call it a good peach.
A good peach. Okay. What are some beans that don't have to be shelled? Save your wife a lot of time. She doesn't have to shell them.
Snap beans.
Snap beans. Can you think of any other kind?
Well, you take snap beans and
Well, if you know.
Snap beans.
Well, what are some kinds that have to be shelled?
Butter beans.
Butter beans, okay. Are there any other kinds that have to be shelled?
Let me see. No, I don't think I know that other time.
Okay. Well, what do you call the tops of turnips or beets that can be eaten?
You call the top of the turnips, call it the tops.
You just call it the tops, right?
That's right.
Oh, you would never call it anything else?
No.
Well, would you ever call it just maybe greens or turnip greens?
Turnip greens.
Would you say tops or turnip greens? I mean, most of the time.
Well, I guess more of the time, turnip greens.
You'd say turnip greens most of the time.
That's right.
Okay. Very good. Well, what do you call corn that is simply shucked and cooked and then you eat it with your hands?
Just cooked.
Yeah, you just take the corn and put it in water and cook it and then you eat it with your hands.
Well, you can eat it on the cob that way.
Uh-huh. Well, what would you call it if you ate it that way?
You'd call it roast-ear corn.
Roasted.
Well, you mean call it a baked corn.
Baked corn, is
that's
what
right.
You call it?
That's right.
Would you ever call it corn on the cob or roasting ears?
Well, you can call it corn on the cob.
Well, would you call it baked corn or would you call it corn on the cob?
I'd call it corn on the cob.
You'd call it corn on the cob.
That's right.
Okay. Well, what do you call this little tiny animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel, and it runs along the ground? And it's a little tiny animal, and it's light brown, and it has dark stripes on its body.
Squirrel?
Well, it looks like a squirrel, but it's smaller than
smaller
a squirrel.
Smaller than a squirrel, mm-hmm. Let me see.
You know, it's got dark stripes.
Let me see. Is it a weevil?
Well, you could call it that.
A weevil, mighty little.
Uh-huh. Well, it's not, the one I'm thinking of isn't quite as small as a weevil.
Hey.
Well, I was just, let me ask you if you've ever heard of these words then. Chipmunk, grinny, or ground squirrel?
Ground squirrel, mighty small.
Uh-huh. Well, now, would you say if you saw, you know, one of these running